From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Voters across Colorado cast their final ballots yesterday on state and local issues and candidates. The Colorado governor's race that few expected to be close was too close to call Tuesday evening. Democratic incumbent John Hickenlooper and GOP challenger Bob Beaupre traded leads late into the night, and as of 5 a.m., the Denver Post had just over 13,500 votes separating the two, with Hickenlooper in the lead. That's with 92% of the vote counted. In the U.S. Senate race, Republican Cory Gardner defeated Democratic incumbent Mark Udall. In Colorado's 5th Congressional District, Republican incumbent Doug Lamborn defeated Democratic challenger Irv Halter. KRCC's Dana Cronin was at the El Paso County Democrats' watch party and has this report.
A large, energetic crowd filled the room and enjoyed live music while the election results streamed in. Halter conceded just before 9 o'clock and thanked his family, campaign staff, and other supporters. In his speech, he identified himself as a former Republican and encouraged cooperation between parties.
We have to stop calling each other names and assuming that everybody of one side or the other are all the same, because we know in our heart of hearts it's not. And frankly, partyism is no better than racism, sexism, or any of the other isms out there.
Yesterday's election puts Doug Lamborn into his fifth term. He's consistently named one of the most conservative Republicans in Congress. He told the Gazette he's going to work to keep defense spending strong. For KRCC News, I'm Dana Cronin.
Republican Congressman Scott Tipton also won re-election in Colorado's 3rd Congressional District. Colorado's newest congressman is Weld County District Attorney Ken Buck. The Republican candidate easily won the 4th Congressional District seat over Democratic challenger Vic Myers. After visiting much of the Eastern Plains District, Buck says he intends to focus on foreign policy issues and putting limits on government spending.
I've heard from many, many people their concern with the spending and the overregulation in Washington, D.C. And really, I'm going back to carefully examine and work on the role of the federal government in our country.
Buck originally launched a bid to challenge incumbent Democrat Mark Udall for the U.S. Senate this year, but he swapped races with the 4th Congressional District Representative Cory Gardner. Proponents of Colorado's genetically modified food labeling initiative were unable to secure enough votes in favor of Proposition 105. The campaign to quash the proposal drew criticism for its out-of-state corporate donations. Seed companies and processed food makers spent more than $15 million to defeat it. Chad Vorthman is with the Colorado Farm Bureau, which also contributed to the No on 105 campaign.
The reality is campaigns cost money. And I'm really proud to say that groups like Smucker's, like Pepsi, stood shoulder to shoulder with the farmers that are growing their ingredients.
Proponents of the measure raised less than $1 million, leaving them unable to buy TV advertising. Voters also said no to Amendment 67, the so-called Personhood Amendment, and Amendment 68, which would have expanded gambling at racetracks to help fund K-12 education. In El Paso County, voters strongly supported Issue 1A for a revenue retention to help fund county parks. Voters rejected a proposal to create a regional drainage authority to fund stormwater repairs. In Manitou Springs, Issue 2G, which would have prohibited marijuana sales, was soundly defeated. In El Paso County Commission races, both Daryl Glenn and Peggy Littleton hold on to their seats. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.